Number
1. Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Lawrence. This is Ben. Can I speak to Jessica, please?
Oh, hi, Ben. Jessica just went to bed. Can I take a message for her?
No, that's okay. I'll call again tomorrow morning.
She has a big tennis match tomorrow. So maybe tomorrow night would be better.
Question. What does Mrs. Lawrence suggest Ben do? Number 2.
Jack, one of our clients is arriving from Spain next Tuesday. Can you pick her up at the airport?
Sure, Ms. Evans. But why me? Don't you usually have Tom pick people up?
I don't think the client speaks English. I'd like you to go because you're the only one here who speaks Spanish.
All right. I'll be happy to go.
Question. Why does Ms. Evans ask Jack to pick up their client? Number 3.
Excuse me, I just moved into this apartment building. Do you know if I can park my car on the street overnight?
No, you can't. The police will have it taken away.
Oh, where should I park it then?
There's a small parking lot behind the building. If that's full, there are always spaces available in the parking garage at the end of the street.
Question. What is the man asking about? Number 4.
Excuse me, my car's making a strange noise. Could you look at it for me?
Certainly. How long has this been happening? Are there any other problems?
Well, it started making the noise 2 days ago. Other than that, it seems fine. It's never needed any repairs before.
Okay. Well, bring your car inside the repair shop, and we'll take a look for you.
Question. What does the woman say about her car? Number 5.
Hello, ma'am. My name's Adam Perkins. I have a reservation for 2 at 6 p.m.
I don't see your name on the list, sir.
But I made a reservation this afternoon. This is the Franklin Street Grill, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, sir. This is the Texas Steakhouse. The Franklin Street Grill is across the street.
Question. What is the man's problem? Number 6.
Cindy, I'm worried about working with our new manager, Ms. Kent.
Don't worry, Dave. I used to work with her. She's really nice.
Oh, that's good to know. I heard she was pretty strict.
Well, she makes you work hard, but she's always fair. I think she'll be good for our department.
Question. What has Dave heard about the new manager? Number 7.
Excuse me, sir. I have a package for Ms. Hardy. Could you tell me where her office is?
Sure. Ms. Hardy's office is on the 3rd floor, room 305. You'll need to write down your name and phone number at the security desk before you can go upstairs, though.
No problem. Where do I do that?
Right over there, ma'am.
Question. What will the woman do next? Number 8.
Hi, Mom. You're back from the store already? That was fast.
Yeah, Jim. The store wasn't busy, so I got my shopping done fast.
Really? How was the traffic? Isn't it rush hour right now?
Yeah, it is. I got stuck behind a bus for a few minutes. But besides that, the traffic moved pretty quickly.
Question. What is one reason that Jim's mother is home early? Number 9.
Chris, listen. That's the song I've been trying to find out the name of. It's coming from the apartment across the hall.
I've never heard it before.
Do you have a pen? I want to write down some of the words. I'll look them up online when I get home.
Sure. Hold on a second and let me get you one.
Question. How will the woman probably find out the title of the song? Number 10.
Honey, I think the dog's sick. He's been sleeping all the time, and he's not eating his food.
Do you want me to get him checked at the animal clinic tomorrow morning?
Yes, if you could. I have to leave for the office at 7.
I'll take him in before I go to work.
Question. What will the man do tomorrow morning? Number 11.
Welcome to Greg's Garden Supply. I'm Greg. How can I help you?
Hi. I want to start a garden in my backyard. I've never done it before, but I'm planning on growing some blueberries.
Actually, ma'am, blueberries don't grow well in this area. The summers are too hot for them. You could try growing strawberries, though.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll take 2 packs of strawberry seeds then.
Question. What is one thing the man says? Number 12.
Hi, Dad. I'm home.
Jenny, where were you? It's almost 10 p.m. I told you to call if you would be late.
But didn't you see the note I left on the kitchen table? It said that I was going to be studying at the library.
No, I didn't. Look, thanks for leaving a note, but just call me and tell me where you are next time, okay?
Question. Why was the man worried about his daughter? Number 13.
Here's your Christmas present, Ernie. Open it.
Wow, a new necktie. What a surprise. I thought it was going to be some new socks.
Well, it's nice to have a lot of neckties to choose from. And I always get you socks for your birthday. You know that.
Well, thanks, honey. I'll wear it to the Richardson's dinner party.
Question. What is one thing that the woman says? Number 14.
Livingstone Hotel.
This is Ben Bryson in room 707. I'll be meeting some clients for dinner near City Station, and I'd like to take the train back here afterwards. Do you know what time the last train leaves? Excellent. Thanks a lot.
Question. What does the man want to know? Number 15.
Let's go for a swim in the ocean, Hiroko. Afterwards, we can go surfing.
But I've heard there are a lot of sharks in the waters around Australia. Is it safe?
Well, people sometimes see one, But it's not dangerous in this part of the country. I've never heard of anyone being attacked around here.
Really? I feel a little nervous, but I've always wanted to try surfing.
Question. Why is the woman nervous?